In this bulletin, New South Wales enters a fifth week of lockdown with stubbornly high COVID-19 numbers. Victorians hopeful their lockdown will end at midnight on Tuesday. And in sport, Team Australia starts the Olympic week with three medals under their belts. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Residents of Greater Sydney have entered their fifth week of lockdown with 141 new COVID-19 cases recorded on Sunday. Up to 62 of the cases were in the community while infectious. Two more deaths were recorded in the state. One case, a woman in her late 30s without pre-existing conditions, is now the youngest person in Australia to die from the coronavirus. Authorities continue to call for increased vaccination. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed concerns around the supply of Pfizer jabs, saying he's responding to the request from Premier Gladys Berejiklian to direct more doses to the state.
On the week commencing 5th of July, which is the week in which the Premier contacted me, New South Wales, both GPs and the state distribution centres, were receiving 147,720 doses of Pfizer per week. The week commencing next week, they will be receiving 90,000 more than that. 90,000 more than that. That does not include the additional 50,000, which I extended to the Premier on Friday, or the additional 150,000 they've already received over and above their previous allocations.
Victorians are hoping their fifth lockdown comes to an end as planned on Tuesday night. Yesterday, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews said the state was well placed to ease some restrictions this week, however, some would remain. Victoria recorded 11 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases on Sunday, all of which were linked to known outbreaks and were in quarantine for their entire infectious period. Health authorities are closely monitoring the fallout from anti-lockdown protests in Sydney and Melbourne amid concerns they could become COVID-19 super-spreading events. Thousands attended demonstrations on Saturday, with nearly 60 people charged so far in Sydney and more than 90 fines issued. New South Wales Police are calling on members of the public to send in material to help identify participants, having already received 5,500 tip-offs. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron has dismissed demonstrations against coronavirus measures in his country. At the weekend, some 160,000 people protested against a bill requiring everyone to have a special virus pass to enter restaurants and mandating COVID-19 vaccinations for all healthcare workers. Mr. Macron says that while everyone is free to express themselves, there's no point in protesting against the virus.
What is your freedom worth if you say to me, I don't want to be vaccinated, but if tomorrow you infect your father, your mother, or myself? I'm a victim of your freedom when you had the possibility to have something to protect yourself and me.
Another vessel is on its way to Western Australia with crew members suspected to be infected with COVID-19. It comes less than a week after the BBC California docked in Fremantle with 10 infected crew members on board. WA Premier Mark McGowan says the Dania Krishna has alerted authorities that 4 of its 20 crew members are unwell with respiratory disease symptoms. One crew member is believed to be particularly unwell and may be taken from the ship by helicopter today. In Olympic news, Australia enters this week's competition with 1 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze, all in swimming. Emma McKeon could become the country's first dual gold medalist of the Tokyo Olympics with a shot at the 100-metre butterfly final today. The swimmer already has a 3x100-metre freestyle relay gold under her belt. Australia's Ariana Titmus will go head-to-head with defending champion Katie Ledecky of the United States in the women's 400-metre freestyle final. The Australian women's hockey and water polo teams are also continuing their campaign today. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, showers increasing 20, Adelaide a possible morning shower and 16, similar conditions in Melbourne and 16 degrees, Hobart a possible shower 13, Canberra a shower or 2 12, Wollongong mostly sunny 20, Sydney sunny 20, similar conditions for Newcastle 20, Brisbane sunny and 21, Cairns mostly sunny 27, similar in Darwin and 33 degrees. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.